97.1 The Point. As we get into our Jazz Notes segment on this Sunday morning, our guest today from Houston, Texas is Tracy Stone Cooper. She has released her debut CD entitled Stepping Stone, and she started off as a friend on Facebook, and now she's a guest on Facebook. How'd that happen?
Well, it's interesting, Rick. Several years back when I started on Facebook, I did have a lot of things out that I listened to jazz, and you actually requested me to be a friend. I said, well, I don't know this guy, but you know what? He's into jazz, so I'm going to do this. And then I would listen to Sunny Side Up, and eventually, that's where we are today.
So today, as we talk, you have a dual career. You are a professional singer, and you are an educator. With that dual responsibility in your life during the week, how do you tend to manage both of those endeavors?
Most of my time, most of my effort, of course, goes into my teaching. And what little time that I do have, there's a couple of venues in my area that I sing at. And I've gotten a really good support from the community that I sing in. That's how I kind of got my base for my fans here. But again, I put all of my efforts into my teaching and what time that I have left. And I only do on the weekends because that's really all I have time for. Two or three times a month is really all I'm able to do as far as live performances. So,
Tracy Stone Cooper, our guest this morning on Sunday Side Up. Her new release is Stepping Stone. In the early days, when did you know you could sing, and when did you know you could sing well?
Well, I signed up for choir in junior high and really, really loved it, and would participate in UIL contests and things. And then I continued on to high school and did even better and cultivated my voice, and I would do well at the competitions and things. And so I decided to just go ahead and go for it. I went to Stephen F. Austin in Nacogdoches, Texas, and I got my bachelor's degree in music. And while I was there, I had a lot of really good instructors and was in operas and musicals. And so I had a lot of different styles there of learning. And then after I graduated from college, I started teaching choir, actually. I did that for a while and was able to join a Bay Area Chorus, which is a group in Clear Lake here, and had an opportunity to go to Vienna. And that was, one of the most incredible things that I got to do with music there. And I've sung on praise teams with churches. I studied at Houston Community College with Bob Hinchin, who is a phenomenal pianist, and had a jazz ensemble. So I got to perform with them, learn some things. Eventually, the last thing that we did with that group was to perform at Cezanne's, which is a jazz club in Houston. That was just incredible. And that's kind of how I got into this and then stepped into some people that helped me. And it just, the accelerator went on and I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Tracy Stone Cooper, our guest this morning on 97.1 The Point. Who were some of your influences that moved your singing career to the next level?
You know, it all kind of started when I was listening to people. And one of my favorite jazz singers was Diana Krall. And I loved her style, and her voice and my voice fit kind of in the same range, that low, sultry sound, and I would just sing along with her, and I think in doing that, it really helped develop my style, because I had never really sung jazz before. And then I came along, the name of someone, her name is Jane Vandiver, and she's the head of a group that she's founded called the Star Singer Studios. I asked her if she could help me, kind of coach me along, to teach me some jazz, because, you know, I was choir girl. I didn't know anything about singing jazz. Started taking some lessons from her, and then she does her own gigs. She teaches, she produces CDs. She's phenomenal, and she is actually the one that said, girl, you need to do this. You need to make a CD, because people were asking for it. Do you have a CD? Do you have a CD? And I'm like, no, I don't have a CD. You know, well, if you had one, we'd buy one. And I was like, okay. And so she actually is the person who made it possible, because she knew the connections. She knew Wire Road Studios, which helped me. That's where I did all my recording and mixing. And I did all that this summer and a little bit into September. And then they did the mixing and I released it in November. And it happened so fast. I'm still kind of, was that real? Was that me? Did I do this?
the new release, the new album, Stepping Stone. And I was thinking about this the other day. In many ways, the title suggests that this release is another step in your music career. Would you agree?
You are actually so on spot, because in trying to think of the name, I think, you know, this is going to be a game changer for me. This is going to be a new season in my life. And I wanted to be a name of something like transition. And my last name also is Stone, my maiden name. And so I got to thinking, you know, we go from one place to another. We use that phrase, a stepping stone. And that's just kind of how that came about. It really, truly is going to be my stepping stone from, I don't want to say getting out of education, but going from education into music, which is what I really, really is my passion now that I want to do. So you're absolutely right. It's going to be a stepping stone into a new season in my life, and I'm really, really excited about that.
We've sampled two of your tunes from the CD on the show so far. Tell our listeners more about Stepping Stone. What will they find inside this new release?
A lot of the songs on here I had already been singing. The Best Is Yet to Come, Too Darn Hot, So Nice, Close Your Eyes, even. Pamela York, who is the pianist, who's in the group that plays with me, she did a lot of the arranging, and she did some phenomenal things with them. Jane Vandiver and myself and Pamela pretty much were the ones that came up with the different arrangements, different ideas. Another one of my favorites, and I just stumbled upon it on the internet, called Lilac Wine. I saw a girl performing it, and I did some more digging, and I thought, oh my gosh, Nina Simone had sung that, Jeff Buckley. And so I said, oh, I want to do that. And that has actually become some people's favorite on this CD after having listened to it. So, I mean, there's something in here for everybody, the jazz standards, some with the twists, and, of course, the Love Will Follow that I did with Clayton Maven. The duet is just phenomenal. An old Kenny Loggins tune that probably most people haven't even heard before, which I hadn't until I stumbled upon it. I wanted to put some things that were different, but then some standards that people could say, oh, I love that song. That's always been one of my favorites.
What about those musicians that back you up in your studio sessions?
Again, the instrumentalists are outstanding. They've been playing jazz in Houston for a long time, and I was very, very blessed to have them playing with me on the CD.
We think Stepping Stone is a must-add to your collection and your personal collection, and right now it's available at most media outlets. Is that correct?
And also CD Baby. I've actually had several people from Japan order physical copies from CD Baby, which I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. And I also have my own website called TracyCooperMusic.com. And that's Tracy with an I, because some people look for it and they're like, I can't find it, but yes, my parents did that to me, Tracy with an I. So TracyCooperMusic.com, and if anybody wants a personal signed copy, they can order that from there, and it lets me know, and I sign the copy and ship it right to them.
Well, Tracy, much success to you now and in the future in this career. We're going to enjoy playing your music over the next couple of weeks here on the show.
I love jazz. It's become my new love, and I'm just so thankful that God has blessed me and put just the right people and just the right steps in my life to make all of this happen. I want to thank you for that.
The CD is Stepping Stone, Tracy Stone Cooper on 97.1 The Point.